Okay, now we are going to discuss about the malnutrition. So how do we define malnutrition? It is a disorder which is characterized by the imbalance between the intake to fulfill the nutritional demands and the physiological needs. So when there is an imbalance between this intake of the essential nutrients and the physiological needs is known as a malnutrition. So when this imbalance become very prolonged, then it lead to derangement of the normal physiological processes. Another term which we frequently use is a protein energy malnutrition, which is a group of condition which is characterized by the imbalance between the protein and carbohydrate intake and the physiological needs, leading to characteristic cutaneous systemic changes. So overall we say ke जो मैलन्यूट्रिशन है और जो प्रोटीन कैलोरिक मैल प्रोटीन एनर्जी मैलन्यूट्रिशन वो सेम ही है, हम उसमें कुछ वर्ड्स चेंज करते हैं. सो इम्बैलेंस बिटवीन द इनटेक ऑफ द एसेंशियल मैक्रोन्यूट्रिएंट्स लाइक प्रोटीन कार्बोहाइड्रेट फैट एंड द फिजियोलॉजिकल नीड्स इज नोन एज द प्रोटीन एनर्जी मैलन्यूट्रिशन. There are two phenotypic forms of this protein energy malnutrition, that is the kvasikor and marasmus. And there is a third variant of it, which is the marasmic kvasikor, in which the features of both are present, which we are going to discuss in detail now. So as a result, what will happen, there will be systemic and cutaneous features. Because the malnutrition normally presents in the children, so there will be growth stunting, growth retardation, and wasting, reduced weight of the child as compared to the age, reduced height as compared to the age, which is known as a wasting and stunting respectively. Depending upon the duration, we divide it into acute and the chronic malnutrition. Acute being less than 3 months duration and the chronic being more than 3 months duration. So kvasikor is a syndrome resulting from the deficient protein intake mainly. However, in the presence of the sufficient intake of the calories and the other macronutrients, resulting in hypoproteinemia and edema being a prominent feature of it. In marasmus, we defined it as a syndrome resulting from the global nutrient deficient intake, in which all of the macronutrients become deficient, leading to stunting. How do we define stunting? It is the decreased height for the age. Because the stunting presents as a later feature of the malnutrition, so we call it as a feature of a chronic malnutrition. However, wasting is a decreased weight for height, and because it presents as early feature of malnutrition, so it is a feature of early acute malnutrition.